joining us here on the program. Dan, what's happening, man? How are things going?
A little busy, but it's all right. How are you?
We are doing it outstanding. A little busy, I know, with all this. Okay, we've got a huge college football weekend coming up with championship weekend. I mean, essentially, you know, quarterfinals coming up. But we've got the mess at Tennessee and, you know, everything else that's going on. I mean, the Tennessee thing by itself is crazy. But what do you make of this entire coaching carousel that's going on right now?
Yeah, well, look, anytime you've got six jobs in the SEC that open up, it just changes the market in ways that are hard to prepare for. And so it's definitely a lot of people chasing their tails, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to get what job. And yet, you know, you sit here in Tennessee, which is a good program and a good job. It's just hard to get them to, you know, the fan base on board with any of the names that are, you know, really readily available. So it's not an easy thing. And you know, what you're seeing right now in Tennessee is kind of unprecedented, just in, you know, how angry a fan base is after, you know, three coaches who have not really worked out. And there's just a lot of pressure there to try to get this hire right, and it's just proving difficult because there's not a lot of coaching talent available to them.
Are they still in denial that Newt Rockne and Vince Lombardi are not going to come back and coach Tennessee?
I think they understand that, but I don't think they have a great sense of the market. You know, the market is just unique in that coaches don't leave anymore for jobs based on money. You know, Tennessee can pay a lot of money, but everybody can pay a lot of money. And so it then becomes about fit and people and comfort level. And, you know, I think people look at Tennessee as a good job. It's still hard, really hard to win a national championship there, and yet the fans' expectations are crazy. And so, you know, if you're at a place where you're comfortable and making a lot of money, I just don't think a lot of coaches want to leave that.
Who would be the best fit right now at Tennessee? Take the fan equation out of it. I mean, who would be the guy of maybe the guys that turned it down or somebody else out there right now that would be a really, really good fit for them?
Yeah, I would say for me, you know, I look at a Chad Morris, mm-hmm. You know, at that level. You know, Bill Clark at UAB has done a great job. That's a big jump up to Tennessee, but he's thrived as a head coach in some difficult circumstances. You know, Brent Venables, the defensive coordinator at Clemson, is really, I think, a guy that a lot of people have missed on over the years. So, you know, I'd kind of look in that direction now, but who knows? I don't know if any of those folks would satisfy the Tennessee mob.
That's what I was going to ask you. Who would make the fans happy right now? Because it seems like the inmates are running the asylum in that sense, that the fan base is dictating what the athletic director is doing, and that can't be a way. You can't run a program that way.
Well, you have to certainly hire people and empower them to do their jobs, and you know, if you just kind of react to the mob mentality, that's a pretty brutal life. For an athletic director, it's just that's not really sustained success. A good recipe for doing that. So it's fascinating to watch.
What is more exciting right now, or you know, on fire, the coaching carousel or your Twitter mentions lately this week?
My Twitter mentions are a daily sewer, so I don't worry about that anymore at this point.
I thought it was funny, you know, in this whole thing too. I thought one of the fact that how the Mississippi State job kind of came to fruition, not the fact that how they hired Joe Moorhead, but you know, the Uber driver that was had the person in the that he was taking around. I thought that was an incredible story out of this whole thing. Only in the SEC, I guess, these things happen.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if that's true or not?
Right.
You know, if everything in there is exactly as described, but it certainly did look like an Uber driver overheard a conversation from somebody who was in on the deal that Joe Moorhead was going to be the coach at Mississippi State, and then passed it along to a stripper who somehow passed it along to a message board.
I think that's all. That's, yeah,
that's kind of where we are.
You would think that would only happen at Louisville.
Oh, God. Dan Wolkin, our guest, USA Today, talking some college football. So as of right now, who has been hired and who's kind of moved around, and we don't know what's going on at Nebraska, although it looks like Scott Frost is going to go there. Who has made the biggest move? Who has made the best hire so far? Is it Moorhead at Mississippi State?
Well, I mean, that was done with such a great efficiency. It was impressive, and I thought the open-mindedness and uniqueness of that hire was terrific. I think the clear winner of the coaching carousel at this point is UCLA. Mm-hmm. To get Chip Kelly locked down. And I mean, it's not the only good hire, but I just think in terms of something that's going to transform your program, there's no doubt that to me, it was a great fit, and certainly for Chip Kelly, he had all kinds of options, and for him to choose UCLA, I think says a lot about the potential of that job, and I think they will be winning in short order.
I think some of these stories, you got to be longing for the days of covering the Mountain West again, Dan.
Oh, I enjoyed my time covering the Mountain West and the many trips to Laramie that I made, but I've had a fascinating career, and it's been a fun time to be in this national beat, but there's always some interesting stories in the Mountain West. Absolutely.
Looking at this weekend, championship weekend, I guess the big question is right now Ohio State is a 3-point favorite over Wisconsin in that game. If Ohio State beats Wisconsin, no matter how badly, does that allow Ohio State to leapfrog into the top four, or does that just open the door for Alabama to get in there?
I think Ohio State versus Alabama, if it came down to it, would be a fascinating comparison, because Alabama does not have a top 15 win this season. Ohio State would have a couple of those. And, you know, you look at their resume, they've got the two losses. And that's, you know, that's a major problem, especially that Iowa loss. But they would also have good wins, maybe a conference champion, and have knocked off an undefeated team. So I just don't know. I'm really unsure how that would play out. But Alabama, you know, they're not the Alabama of previous years, even on the eye test. You know, they really struggled in that Auburn game. They struggled against Mississippi State. They struggled against LSU. They got outgained in that game. So I would not put Alabama in based on not winning their conference. But I'll say I'm not sure it's really going to matter, because I really think Ohio State is going to lose to Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Wisconsin really just doesn't get a lot of credit. I know Vegas loves Ohio State and all that kind of stuff, but if you've actually sat down and watched Wisconsin, they're just really, really solid all across the board. They're not sexy, but they just get the job done. I enjoy watching Wisconsin play, and I kind of agree with you, Dan.
Well, they have a really good defense, mm-hmm. really good defense, and that's kind of underrated, how fast they are, and they're just really solid and well coached, and I think there's probably a little bit of a talent deficit with Ohio State, but the consistency just hasn't been there all year from Ohio State. I mean, if they play their best game, their A game, they can certainly beat Wisconsin. But I think it's just kind of Wisconsin's year.
What are the chances of utter chaos this weekend, in your opinion? Or do you think, college football has just been so chaotic anyways, or do we get just status quo and the top four win, and then that's who we get?
I think it'll be status quo,
yeah.
But it's also possible, that it won't be. That's why you play the games. So I just, by status quo, I mean, I think Auburn-Georgia is a toss-up, more mm-hmm. of a toss-up. Even though Auburn kind of dominated the first time, I think that game could be a little bit more of a toss-up. But we know the winner gets in, the loser's out. I think the ACC game, I expect Clemson to win. I expect Oklahoma to win. So I'm expecting status quo for the most part, but we'll find out shortly.
All right, Dan, we'll leave you with this. Who will be the head coach at Tennessee once the dust settles?
Well, I really can't make a prediction at this point. I mean, they're kind of in no man's land. They've kind of got to go back maybe to the drawing board and revisit their candidates. I can tell you with more certainty, it's not going to be Lane Kiffin. It's not going to be Mike Leach.
Right.
But But yeah, some. I mean, I've heard. You know, I've heard they may go back to Chad Morris.
Very good. Dan Wolkin, USA Today. Check out his work. He does an outstanding job covering college sports. Dan, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy this weekend's games, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
All right.